Hey, everybody. Good morning. Just want to welcome you to our wake-up call on this beautiful Monday morning. I know that we had a phenomenal weekend and really good event here at the Zaza Hotel, and we'll be talking about it. I see we have got several new people jumping on. I want to say good morning to them, Garrett and Sinley and others. So, guys, I know that these calls are, something that we feel so excited about participating in. We get as much out of them as anybody, and I thoroughly appreciate the responses that we've gotten with our 8:30 a.m. wake-up call Monday morning to get the week going. Before I turn the call over to my partner, I just want to say, for those of you that are sports fans, I think it's needless to say the entire world was affected by the loss we had yesterday of a phenomenal basketball player, phenomenal man. I having been in L.A. for 16 years, I spent a good portion of that time as an avid Lakers fan, and went to many, many games back to Showtime with Magic, and then certainly into the 90s, and then, of course, remained a big Lakers fan. And watched adamantly, this young man in his career, and what has taken, took the Lakers to, five championships, which was remarkable. But a big loss. I thoroughly believe that both he and his daughter are in the heavenly realms as we speak, and there's some condolence in that. But anyway, just wanted to make mention of it because it had what appeared to be a global impact in a lot of people's lives yesterday, which speaks volumes for him and who he was, and a lot can be said and learned from that. So before I get any of my information, I'm going to turn the call over to my partner, Sean Baker, who did a phenomenal job at the event in every way possible. And Sean, brother, I just thank you so much and excited about what you have to share here this morning. So I'll turn it over to you.
Hey, thanks, Barry, and thanks for kicking off in such a way that is honoring to not only to Kobe Bryant, but to life for all of us. And I know that Saturday, we talked about, I think I mentioned and heard it from you that if you're blessed and fortunate enough to live to be 80 to 85 years old, you've got about 30,000 days, and some of us won't be blessed. Now, obviously, I didn't know I was foreshadowing a tragic event, but it doesn't change. If anything, it amplifies my point, which is simply that life is short and we all need to make the most of it. We need to make the best of it. And I would tell you that our event, both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, really opened my eyes. I mean, Barry and I have had some conviction on our heart that we are been blessed and given a mantle of leadership, that people would come to a volunteer event. They would come unpaid in hopes to generate income from a business that they've yet to build. I mean, this is all very vision-based stuff. It's not like anyone on the call right now is making tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. They're doing the things they're doing and joining these calls and coming to these events and talking to these prospects based partially in hope and in vision and in faith for what they want to accomplish within a platform called Wellness Biosciences RX. And we have taken that seriously, but we both have had a renewed spirit this weekend. I'll speak for Barry and I. We just some things clicked for us, thanks to each and every one of you that came to the event. And we know now at our age and at this time in the business and at this time in this crazy world, you don't get yesterday back. And I mean, I hope some of you got to go to church or spend time with your family. I know Chance was just talking moments ago. Today's his mother's 65th birthday, so we obviously wish her a happy birthday. But those are precious, precious days, and I think sometimes we put ourselves on autopilot, and sometimes we just think, oh, it's just today. It's just a Monday. It's just a Monday. Well, guys, I would tell you it doesn't have to be. I've had many of those, so I want to talk to you as a fellow journeyman, not a teacher and not a leader or someone who's got it all figured out, because I absolutely don't. But I had the privilege of going yesterday to listen to Pastor Joel Osteen at Lakewood Church, first time I had ever been. And I just tell you, it was, I wouldn't say it was life-changing in the sense of like you walk in, one way and then you walk out completely, saved or healed or whatever the situation is. But the way he talks, the passion, the belief, the ministry that he's built from something his father had started. I mean, he cried on stage yesterday because he was reading from Scripture about how God says that he will bless you greater than the blessings of your parents. And I think Joel was just very convicted because his father had a blessed ministry. He had a good ministry. He was was a great teacher. And Joel's is very different, but from a size and an impact perspective, it's much further and greater than what John Osteen ever did. And so, not picking a style and not saying one's better than the other, simply saying that they are different and they were both equally blessed, and it essentially came from nothing. And so where we stand today as a young company, we've got some customers and we've got some physicians and we've got some leaders and we've got people doing many of the things they need to be doing. And we want to make that opportunity better for each and every one of you. And believe me, and Barry and I's former journey, we had, Barry, I'd have to ask you if we had any three generation, but I know in many, many cases, we had parents and children working the business together very successfully. Independent distributorships of each other, but feeding into each other, working well together. I remember a doctor couple out of Cleveland, Ohio, seems right, Columbus, Ohio, maybe, whose daughter was also in the business and wildly successful. But the thing that they loved was doing it together, going on the trips, winning the trips together, being presented awards on stage together. They made not only the most of the financial opportunity, but really meant something for their family to do, to be successful and have a good time doing together. So as we move into February, I can't believe January 2020 has already essentially come and gone. But as we move into February, know that Barry and I are going to be working on a tighter calendar of events, planning events further ahead out on the schedule so that everyone has time to participate and react and respond. And guys, it will call, because it's one of the things that Pastor Osteen said yesterday that I remembered and I wanted to use on this call. As he said, there's a story of a little boy and an older man, and they're walking a donkey to town. And the old man tells the young man, he says, we're going to take turns because I don't want to be too tired when we get to town, nor do I want you to be too tired. So you lead the donkey, and I'm going to ride for a bit. Now we're going to switch, and you're going to ride the donkey, and I'm going to walk for a bit. And so some passersby come by and they say, look at that old man on that donkey making that poor boy pull the rope. And so the old man feels convicted and because we can all be people pleasers if we're not careful. So he gets down and switches places with the little boy. And another passersby come by and say, look at that poor old man having to walk while that little boy, that healthy little boy, just sits up on that donkey like a prince. So the old man thinks, well, okay, I guess I can ride the donkey too. So he climbs up on the donkey with the little boy, and some more passersby come by and say, God, look at the double load they're putting on that poor donkey. Look what they're doing to that donkey. So the moral of the story is they get into town, and the boy and the old man are carrying the donkey into town. And everybody in the church laughed, obviously. He delivered it much better than I did, obviously. But the story is, the moral is the same, is you cannot please everybody. So, guys, as we need to put these calendar events together and as we pick your future academy events or happy hours, there are going to be things that conflict with your schedule. We know that. There are going to be things that conflict with our schedules. We've got daughters. I've got daughters, a daughter in gymnastics. Barry's got a daughter in cheer. We've got busy lives that we accommodate because it's never going to line up. The schedule's just never going to line up perfectly. And so I would just tell you, as we post these dates, there's going to be times you're going to have to evaluate moving something, making this a priority, or not, as the case may be. I'm not saying this is the end-all, be-all, but there will be times that will happen. And so I would just tell each one of you guys that we had a wonderful weekend. We really appreciate all of the support and all of the participation. Barry did a wonderful job with his teaching and with the development of future leaders, and many of you came up after and even said we want to be leaders in this industry, and we believe that you can. And so with that, I'll keep it short and sweet this morning. I'll just let each one of you guys know, Barry, as you come back on the call, I would just tell you guys that we're honored and we're richly blessed by each and every one of you. We are going to be doing things corporately to make your job and your life easier, but you're going to have to work with us as well. When we put out a calendar of events, we're going to need RSVPs further in advance. We're going to need better headcounts. We're going to do the things that we need to accommodate schedules the best that we possibly can. And then you guys are going to have to help us, pick up the slack with the rest. And so I would just thank you guys for your continued support, your continued participation. I would tell you it's not just another Monday. you know, Barry issued a challenge of sending out 10 text messages. I'd be very curious, you know, if anyone was able to do that or took the mantle of leadership and did that. But there's a big contest to be won and only a few more days to win it. I mean, $10,000 for five managers, it is a golden opportunity right now to make something like that happen this last week of January. So guys, if we can help you, you've got my email, you've got our office line, you've got my cell phone number. Barry and I are both equally committed to the journey. We're committed to each and every one of you. We're going to be going to Dallas this week, it looks like, for three and a half, four days to support efforts up there. We're ready to come to your markets once we get it on the schedule. So please continue the open dialogue, the open feedback. You know how much we appreciate all of your efforts, and we look forward to a fantastic closeout to the month and an even better February. So, Barry, thanks for the time.
Absolutely, Sean. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, man. I know that we've got a lot of moving parts going on. And as Sean mentioned, we are going to be in Dallas this week. We've got a pretty good schedule of things going on. I mean, we have one business briefing that we're going to be doing on Thursday evening. The rest of it is more, admin within our marketing team, and then of course, looking at some pretty cool new things that we hope to be able to deliver to you guys in short order. But having said all that, guys, I think that what I'm really most appreciative of this last weekend was the amount of time that we were able to have in getting into the actuals of what's required to make the business work on behalf of everybody, right? And the great news for me is that we learn every time, every day is a learning opportunity, and we were able to kind of put a circle around some clear things that I think we can do better as a company, some modifications that we can make, even within our website and how we're focusing in on our calendar of events, which was really good. I mean, very productive stuff and great, meaningful conversations with those that were in attendance, which is really our focus, guys. Now, moving forward, you have our full attention, those of you that were there. And, the reason you have our full attention is not because we're trying to reward you for coming. We're just knowing that's who we have to team up with, partner with, and move forward and build. I mean, it's really that simple. So I would just tell you that, beyond the wake-up call, those of you that are on this call, I mean, you guys, for lack of a better word, whether you're part of our PPC or not, many of you on the call are, some of you aren't, you still make up the essence of who we're focusing on working with. Just want you to be aware of that. As you listen to my voice, just know that, when you're looking to accomplish something with somebody that is a prospect, or you're looking for advice, you're looking for guidance, we're pretty quick to respond to you guys, because you're in the game, you're focused in, you're zeroed into the information, you're in the locker room, you're getting the details of what we're going to be doing as we go out into the field of what's required to win. And you've got the understandings, you've seen it on the whiteboard, the details. Now it's just a function of execution. It's all it really is. It's just a function of execution. And I just want to encourage everybody, one of the things that, I've mentioned in a particular training I do, I'm not regimenting that training for this morning, but I've done a training called What's Required to Be a Annual Seven-Figure Earner. And they're amazingly simple steps, but each time I've mentioned this, and I mentioned this to a group of people, while we were doing some consulting, we had about 1,000 people in the room. And I can just tell you that the first step, okay, is really understanding that you don't get what you want, you get what you picture, okay? And when I say picture, really I'm referring to your personal vision of what you're going to be building. Okay, you're on the phone and you're at our meetings and you're plugged into this business model because you genuinely know that and you believe that God has appropriated you into your involvement with us at this time for a purpose and a reason, to effectuate lives physically, you know, mentally and financially, and all those things parlay into what would be manifest for you personally, you and your family. And one of the things we discussed, we talked about, you know, that I've gotten great feedback from is just leadership. And what's required to aspire to a higher level of leadership is, in many instances, becoming as focused or more focused on other people than you are yourself, having a servant heart, applying some of the principles required that will attract those that are in that same circumstance. We're going to get an attraction of who we are, not who we want to find. You know, and I think those are, you know, fundamental but key principles to understand. So the majority of the work that we all have to do is what's on ourselves. Every single day, our habits, what we're doing to get better in every area of our life, and that really is the context of the focus. Now, all that being said, we as a company aspire collectively to get better, to improve, to make advancements. So whenever we, you know, throw out a challenge, you know, I just want to, you know, encourage you to realize that, you know, anybody that chooses to accept that challenge, you can do it. It's not, you know, we're never going to challenge you to do something that we don't think that you can't do. We're going to challenge you to do something that you could do if you got, you know, past whatever concerns, fears, doubts, or uncertainties. But if you just execute in that realm of having activity, and one of the things we discussed was what just texting 10 people, literally text 10 people to just set an appointment for a phone call, a conference call, a three-way call, or a Zoom call, okay? Those are remote things, and then if you have a designated meeting on your calendar for that week, well, then you can certainly, you know, text people, and your focus would be to speak to them so that you can, you know, invite them to come to a meeting. Text, we know, is, you know, something that people typically respond to. So when we give you guys challenges and we throw things out there, we're just doing it because we know you can do it. I mean, we have a contest right now, just to remind everybody, and there's not one. I look at the, you know, now we have, what, 14 people. Every single person on this line as we're talking right now is more than capable of going out and sponsoring five managers, I know this, between now and February 15th, day after Valentine's Day, okay? I'm sorry, it's February, I have to go look at it. I believe it's January 15th to February 15th. With that being said, that doesn't mean that everybody that can do something will do something. I'm aware of that. It just, the great news is everybody on this call can do it. Do I believe everybody will? No, because I know that there are circumstances and life and distractions, and all distractions are equal, right? They are. I mean, it doesn't make any difference if you've had a disagreement with a loved one, or you've had a tragedy. If you're distracted, you're distracted, right? So I get it. And if you're not focused, it's a bit more challenging. Now, anything that you do focus on, I can just tell you from personal experience that people can do the most amazing things no matter what, when they're focused. I mean, they really can. So what we want to do is just handsomely reward people financially for going out and doing those things that are, you know, that may seem like in your mind you say, well, I don't know, finding five people that want to get the business started at manager level, just roll that around in your mind today and just ask yourself, what if you focused on getting that accomplished any way that you could, you know, and you won $10,000 or you won $5,000 or $2,500, would it be worth the effort to accomplish that? And if the answer is yes, because of the money that you would earn in the comp plan, in addition to the incentive that you are rewarded, I just want to challenge you to consider that for you. Here's the great news, and the most important thing is that because we're focused in on getting a reward, the real reward are the five people that you now have to work with. And even having said that, of the five people you have to work with, it doesn't mean all five are going to go out and build. It does mean that you now have new people in the business that have product to be able to go out and extend your market share of distribution. That's really what it does mean. And if you can get one or two or three of those five to go out and start reproducing your activity, then you're in good shape. So I would encourage you, do whatever it is that you want people to duplicate today. Okay. If you want to set some, because people are in your group or people that are around you are most of the time going to duplicate what you do, not what you say. So if you ever look at your team and you ask yourself, what are they doing to go to work today? What could they do to be more effective? Am I demonstrating what's required to them? In the early stages, guys, most of the time people are going to vibe off of what you're doing. They're not going to necessarily listen to what you're saying until they start recognizing that it's working for you, right? So I just want to challenge everybody on the phone, whatever it is that you want the people that you're looking to team up with, to partner with, to build a business, what is it that you would like for them to be doing, whether they're working with you currently or not, and then make it a focused effort to go out and execute what it is that you would like for them to do. And be the example. Be the walking, talking example of what you would like to see other people doing. And you'd be shocked and amazed, I can promise you, when you start incorporating that mindset as to how much more efficient and how much more effective you are with your words, conscientious of who you're talking to, what you're looking to accomplish. Is this a business conversation that could, lean toward you sharing the benefits that you've had with the product or with the opportunity? And then in doing so, having something moving in forward motion, having somebody that's going to look at trying your product. You'd be amazed if you talk to 10 people today, be it text or otherwise, about trying your product, that you're going to have a good number of those people that are going to take you up on that, and they will try the product at no cost to them if they know that the benefits that you've experienced are whatever they are. For me, I when I use the product, I'm getting a great night's sleep. I'm experiencing what it's like to wake up not groggy, but to wake up focused and clear in my mind. And for a lot of people, that's a big deal. For me, I can just tell you it's a really big deal. And it just gives me higher productivity over the course of the day. Chronic pain is minimized. At the working age of 58, you're physiologically and a little bit different maybe than you were at 28 or 38. But in many respects, I feel better. I feel clearer, sharper, more capable. So all of these things, play into. They all genuinely play into, what benefits I'm getting. And as long as I'm willing to share those benefits, the secret is to not keep it a secret, right? To keep everybody informed as to what it is that I'm excited about so that they can know themselves, So I just want to encourage everybody, guys. I know that we're kind of in a place where we can get some significant traction. We're going to be announcing today the next academy, okay? And we're looking now, because of all the conversations we've had with you guys, many of you on the phone, and we're looking at the last weekend of March. We are not announcing that right now. I just want to tell you that date, March 28th, Sean and I discussed it. I know that the room is available. We're going to, make sure that that looks like a clean date. I don't think it interferes with spring break or anything, but there's always something. And we can't make it perfect for everybody, but we do believe that the month of April seems to be fairly busy for a lot of folks. It usually is. And so the end of March is usually, traditionally, cyclically, with all that goes on, just seasonally, a great time to get that, to get our academy in, because then we can, we can have the next one in late May or early June, which is typically a very good time. Because our goal guys in the month, in the year of 2020 is to have at least, you know, five, if not six of these academies, maybe, you know, with a conference in there too. So we're doing some pretty cool things, guys. And I just want you to stay tuned. You know, if you're not receiving our emails, let us know. For whatever reason they're going to spam, please make us aware of that, because the information we're giving you by way of email and by text, okay, we really are going to be focusing in clear communication with everybody, not just on the calendar, but we're going to reinforce that information. And then we're going to make sure that whatever is actually on the calendar for the month of February, these are meetings that you genuinely can count on, okay? So if you see a Zoom call, for example, on the calendar, then you just know there's going to be a Zoom call there, okay? I mean, there's going to be somebody that's going to be there for you and your prospects to come to. Have a live conference call. One of the things that we're talking about introducing is just what we call a launch call, okay, for anybody that would be eligible to, you know, or would fit brand new, they're in the business and they want to bring all the people that they know within their sphere of influence, then they'll be able to hear probably 5 to 10 minutes from either Dr. Jasani or Dr. Puncelon on the fabric of our product. They'll be able to hear from either myself or Sean or maybe one of you who actually have had results and have had, you know, good things happen with by way of the business opportunity, either a testimonial. So we know that sometimes people in the middle of their day can tune in to a 15-minute, what we call, launch call. Okay, so that'll be another event that you'll have available to you to bring people to. We can do that, you know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And the great news is that when you have a launch call and you have a group of people coming to it and you have some people that say that they're interested and they want to expose some of the people in their sphere of influence, we can continue to do those calls sequentially. We can have another one at 5 o'clock that afternoon or another one at 6 or 7 o'clock that evening. And then you'd be amazed with the right energy originally from the group to start with, if you have enough of those people, how that call, by the time you get 3 or 4 calls into the day, can grow to a pretty pretty good size group. So, guys, I can just tell you this, and I'll just close with this. What we are seeing today with the new people that are exposed to the information that we're providing, either by way of Zoom call or conference call or, you know, or even a academy, I think that their interest goes up and that we have a good ratio of people that are making a decision to move forward. There's always a timing. You know, some people look at who we are, what we're doing, and how we're doing it, and they may be a phenomenal big group of guys that could do and gals that could do a lot in the business because they've got a built-in network of, let's call it, medical doctors, and that may not happen overnight, but you'd be amazed if people, they just continue to watch. They just continue to look at who you are and what you're doing and us as a company, and you'll find out that some of those opportunities will come around. Not all of them, but some of them. And I just want to encourage you with one last thing as we close. Look, guys, one thing I did mention is I shared a statistical ratio of people that have great success because they launch. You know, there's an old saying that amateurs, they just start their business, but professionals launch their business. And I'll leave you with one thought, and every professional I've ever known in this industry, it's a multiple six-figure, seven-figure earner, does the same thing over and over and over again with new groups. When you launch your business, you set a focused effort of going out and personally sponsoring a certain defined number of people over a certain defined number of time. And it's all based upon you. It's based upon the you know, the time that you have available. And it's based upon the amount of energy that you choose to, you know, put into the business. We understand that. Okay, but the numbers are the numbers. DSA says that for every 20 people that you personally sponsor, okay, you're going to have somewhere between 3 to 4 of those people that are probably not going to stay with the program. But you're going to have another 3 to 4 people of the 20 that kind of incubate. They get in and they may, you know, come from a business perspective. They may continue to use the products, but they incubate. They've started the business with you. They'll buy the product, but in terms of building, they just kind of hang out. You know, they'd love to listen to, you know, example Sean sharing messages on the wake up call or hearing you share your testimony. They like being part of the group. So like a baby in an incubator, they just kind of lay, they just kind of hang out, and they just kind of absorb the nutrients of information. And we see that happen a lot because there's a lot of great information being provided by you guys, because you're big into leadership, you're big into personal development, you're big into you know, advancing who you are and your family, and then helping other people do the same thing. That's a big deal. So a lot of people get very attracted to that. Okay, so they incubate. So out of the 20 people who you do sponsor, there's another 3 or 4 that will go out and they will build. They will bring somebody else into the business, and 1 to 2 of those 20 will flat out go out and they will kill it. They will explode your business. My given those statistics, I've seen it happen over and over and over again. My recommendation to you is see what you can do to designate a plan to get 20 people sponsored in your business as fast as you possibly can. If you do that over the next 90 days, it's a major accomplishment. If you do it in 60 days, it's really big. If you happen to do that in 30 days, I want to make you a promise. I'll tell you, anybody that I've ever come into contact with had a group of about 500 people with a company. I shared this with them, and it really sunk in, and they went out and they did it, right? If you ever want to scroll around, by the way, and you want to compare, you know, some of the information I'm conveying to you with that of other people, please do. And utilize what you believe is best for you, but at least get as much information as you possibly can. There's people out there. My good friend Eric Worry, you know, he's got a lot of great information. You can look him up and listen to the information that I'm sharing with you, and then listen to what he says. And he's dealing with, you know, network marketing companies all over the world and distributors within those companies all over the world, interviewing them, seven-figure earners, and has a common denominator of information. But what I would say to you is this. If you can put 20 people into a business within 30 days, you're going to, in most cases with our comp plan, with the way that our business is modeled, you're probably going to end up with a very, very good result over the next year, over 2020. Okay, very good economic result person. In fact, I will challenge you in the event that you do that, and if for those that would, then it would be almost impossible for you not to earn a six-figure income within our comp plan. So, guys, we're pretty excited, man. We've got some cool things that you're going to be hearing about that are coming here pretty quickly. But I want you to stay tuned, and I want you to really look at the emails and the texts and the information we're going to be sending with regard to our calendar events, guys. When you start zeroing in on that, and you get your contacts to do the same thing, we believe that the content-rich information is there. We've got more doctors that are going to be joining the team in terms of providing new information on these Zoom calls. We also have new participation from you guys that we're going to be leveraging, because you're the ones that are actually building the business, and we want people to hear from our leadership, right? We want them to be able to hear what you're doing on a daily basis to build and grow your business. So with that said, guys, I want to thank you so much just for taking the time on our wake-up calls. We get as much out of it, believe me, as any of you do in so many different ways. And we're going to continue to, you know, as we go in the next 30 days, we're going to continue to also invite some of you to come on, and we're going to do some Q&A. We're going to do a little bit of interviewing some people that are actually having good results with new people, with the product, and with the business opportunity. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for your time on the call this morning. Have a phenomenal week. You know, let everything that your hands touch be blessed. And, you know, let all of your efforts be put into action in a way that would be a blessing to other people. So with that said, guys, have a phenomenal week. We're finished here, and we'll talk with you very, very soon. God bless.
Great job, Greg. Bye, guys.